Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. As always, it is my privilege, honor, and blessing to be here with you tonight in Jesus' name. Listen, God is good all the time. Hallelujah. And all the time God is good. Amen. We have to keep ourselves focused, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. We have to stay focused, focused on what the Lord is saying and doing, how he's moving in this hour, because if we are not careful, listen, we will be caught off guard. We'll be caught with our pants hanging down, if that makes sense. Amen. The Lord has promised to keep us during these last and evil days. He promised us that though perilous times would come, we have been fully equipped for the battle. Hallelujah. And I understand that everyone is not going to take that seriously. But for those of you who are God's remnant children that are called to such a time as this to war effectively, come on here, to intercede and stand in the gap and to be true watchmen of the faith. Glory to God. God has some mighty blessings in store. Woo! Glory be to God. I'm too thrilled to be with you here tonight and excited again about what God has planned, not only for his people, but for the world at large. Hallelujah and glory to God. Listen, this world thinks it's seen phenomena, thinks that it's seen newsworthy, 6 o'clock newsworthy stories. You ain't seen nothing. Listen, revival is getting ready to hit this planet like never. Hey, like never before. In America, you better get ready. God is getting ready to show forth his glory, but guess how he does it? In the midst of gross darkness. I remember this had to be in about 2008 or 2009 when I was still yet living in New York City. And in prayer one day, the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to shake America back to me with tragedy. My blessed King Jesus. He said, I'm going to shake her back to me with tragedy. He said, dark days shall come. Hallelujah and glory to God. This was way before Let's Talk About Love was even thought of. Glory be to God. But I remember those words that day in my bedroom. Hallelujah. As I was standing by the bedroom door, and it brought me to my knees. He kind of to say, God, what is it exactly that you have planned? We know that 9/11, the Twin Tower terrorist attacks had already taken place at that time, but he said, that's nothing compared to what must come, because I need my church to no longer play the role of the sleeping giant. Oh, God, it's time for Zion to wake up and stay up, get up out of your slumber, wipe your crusty eyes and come on up in here, get yourself together, yeah, because the covenant said if my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray. He's depending on the church to be the catalyst, hallelujah, to bring about the necessary changes. Come on here, so that we can have peace forever. Not here, not up in here. I hope you got your bags packed, hallelujah, for the king is soon to come. Glory be to God. Our assignment while we are deployed here is to snatch as many souls as we can out of hell's fire, out of the clutches of the devil. Glory be to God. That's our job. Hallelujah. We got to know. Yes, Jesus. We have to know our assignment. Hallelujah, you ain't been put here to stay. Hallelujah. Do you hear me tonight? Glory to God. Listen, every homegoing service, especially for the saints, ought to be a downright drag down, knockout revival, knock me out, listen, make my wig hat fall off. Service. Move of God. Remianzo. Revival. Come on, a soul saving station. A filler station so the Holy Ghost can refill his service. Y'all don't want to have no church. We have to get our perspective right. Hallelujah. I said our king is soon to come. We have reason to celebrate, but we got to be on the move while we're here. Hallelujah.
said you got to be about something in the Father's kingdom. Come on here. Know your assignment. If you don't know it, you know what? Yes, you do. You have to pray. That's your assignment. If nothing else, stop looking for titles and certificates and trophies and to look at carrying people's purse and attaché case. Get on your knees and pray. The epitome, the quintessence, the foundation, the core of every aspect of your Christian life. And I ain't talking about no religion. Your relationship with the true and living God. Your being blood brought, born again, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's prayer. Hallelujah. If you ain't do nothing else before you came to Christ, when he found you, you said, help. God, please help me. Please bring me out. Deliver me. It was prayer. Why have you left? Your foundation, beloved, it's been overdue, long time to get back to prayer. All right. Listen, I want to look at a story tonight. Holy Ghost has led me to this wonderful story. My God. And if it ain't on time, I don't know what it is. Hallelujah. I, at first, initially was thinking to go ahead and get into some prayer with you all tonight, but the Holy Spirit has given me a shift in direction tonight, if that's all right. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at Acts 12, okay? Let's go to Acts 12. Hallelujah. Hey, Holy Ghost, breathe on us again. Do it again tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Amen. Starting at verse 1. Acts 12. Now, about that time, Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Shall we read that in another version? About that time, Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to afflict and oppress and torment some who belonged to the church. There is a spirit of affliction, oppression, and torment that have been unleashed like never before. Haya babansi, against God's church. I'm not talking about the Baptocostal assembly on the corner. I'm talking about the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Under the boshanda. I want you to know you ain't a threat to nobody. No ants or flies or gnats. If you ain't packing with no power. My God, if you ain't living nothing, you're not a threat to the enemy. But when you're living something for God, my Jesus Christ tonight, when you really have a relationship with him, and you're allowing him to work in you, to make his abode in you, to take you to another dimension of faith in him, that's when you're a threat to the enemy. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Herod was something else. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. When these were the days of unleavened bread, Passover. Herod thought he was doing something. Let's read it. And when he had apprehended him, when Herod had captured Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers, meaning four squads of soldiers to keep him. I don't think these soldiers were very nice, but they were assigned to guard Peter, Hayamando, while he was in prison, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. He decided that he was going to keep him and hold him and then bring him before the people to be lynched after the Passover. Listen, the church is a force to be reckoned with. I hope you understand that tonight. And don't let the devil fool you with all of this nonsense that he think he got going on. I said the church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a force to be reckoned with. At some point in time, you got to come on out of your tradition. At some point in time, you got to get your head up out of the sand with how long your mama been on the deacon's board. Come on here. There's more to church than your tradition. There's more to church than how many years your family sat on this pew or this bench. Oh! Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the church. God has made an investment in you with spiritual gifts. And you're not going to be able to see the fullness of God if you play it with them and dabbling in witchcraft. We ain't cutting no corners tonight. It's time for the church to rise up, get this up together. It's time to go home. And not empty-handed either. Because Papa going to ask you, Rebecca Shando, where is the investment that I made? Where's my return? Oh, God, I gave you gifts. I gave you talents. I gave you skills. I gave you anointing. Where is my stuff? Hallelujah! Let's read it. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But look what happened. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Please understand that this was a very, very sad and perilous time. It's kind of similar to what we're dealing with now, except that we're so comfortable in America, even with all of the shootings and the burnings of the churches. Yes, Lord Jesus, please help us tonight. We are so comfortable. I said, Lord, I just wish I'm trying to understand. I would love to hear that every church on the planet was holding all night prayer. I was just hoping, that every church, from the East Coast, West Coast, North Pole, South Pole, was having all night prayer. A few nights a week, call it for prayer and fasting. And if it's going on in your church, glory be to God and God bless you. Please continue on in strength, knowing that the saints are touching and agreeing. Come on here with God's perfect will and his way to be made manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. But woe be unto you if you sit idly by and you're not moved to another dimension of prayer. After the alarm has been sounded over and over and over again. You don't wait till you get in the fiery furnace and start living consecrated. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Help. Yeah. So can you imagine? Here it is. One of the disciples, the apostles, James, was killed with the sword. And this ain't the first time that they have dealt with a murder of the saints. Come on here. Hallelujah. But it was getting from bad to worse. Imprisonating the saints. Come on here. Hallelujah and glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the church was moved into action, making prayer unto God. They were praying nonstop. I wish somebody would say they were keeping prayer watch round about the clock. Herod had his goons watching Peter, and God had his saints watching the gates of hell. They said, you better back on up out of here. You're not going to... Oh, I feel God. You're not going to tamper with God's agenda. The work of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to march on. His truth is marching on anyhow. Under the Messiah. And upon this rock, Jesus built his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Where are the prayer warriors keeping watch? Yeah. Look at what happens here. The church was praying. It wasn't no Mickey Mouse give you a paddle, ball, dog, a bone, or whatever it is, prayer. They put down a piece of prayer without ceasing. Lord, I don't want to touch the prayer. But I can just imagine that they were holding their bellies. My Jesus, please help me tonight. I feel their wailers upon the line tonight. There's some wailing women and crying sons. My God, that ain't afraid to weep between the porch and the altar. Lord, we know you are a deliverer. And they weren't just whining and crying. But we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you're the same yesterday, today and forever. Release your power. We need something to be birthed in the earth realm to take us to the another level of enduring power. Perseverance, patience, forbearance, forgiveness. love, miracles, signs, wonders. Oh, oh, Shanda. Your prayer got to be beyond you. Prayer got to come out of your spirit. Lord Jesus, tonight. Prayer got to go beyond your flesh. Sometimes when you're in deep travail, physical pain will hit your body. You got to keep on wailing. Keep crying out. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Your mind won't even be on where you're at. You'll forget you're on the floor in your living room. And when you wake up, you'll be somewhere else. Yeah. Prayer. 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 Prayer power is what we need more than ever. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, verse 6, look at it. When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night he went to get him, Peter was sleeping. That reminds me of Daniel, don't it? Hallelujah. Sleeping between two soldiers, resting, like a baby, one version says. He was asleep, probably snoring too. That's when you got the peace of God. Do y'all hear me tonight? We got to have the peace of God in these last days, last hours, last minutes, last seconds. Don't matter what's going on CNN, you ought to be able to sleep unless God have you up in prayer. Come on now. Mm-hmm. But he was sleeping at peace with chains on him. Lord, have mercy. Oh, the three Hebrew boys were bound. While they were dancing around in the fire for a minute there, next thing you know, they were loosed. While they were yet in the fire, bands loosed, chains broken. I wish somebody would get a little happy about the heat. Don't despise the fire you're in, because that fire is an opportunity for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to show up. Don't you want to see the fourth man in the furnace with you? Wow, 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 manifest his glory. Oh, but my Sunday, oh, shit, come up a hole. Yeah, yeah. Stop being so upset about your trial. And thank God for it because it's a ticket. Did you hear me? I said your trial is a ticket to the glory, to miracles, another realm of fellowship and communion with God. Hallelujah. Y'all don't believe it. Hallelujah. If you believe it, start clapping your hands and shouting. Lord, thank you for every tear. Even the tears that might be, come on, that might be streaming down my face right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for folks that walked away. Thank you for people that criticized me. Thank you. That slandered. Yeah, all of it. Thank you for the pit, the furnace, the wheel. Oh, oh, oh. Because you're working something greater in my belly. Yes. Yeah. Look at what happened. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Yeah. Uh-huh. And behold, look what happened. The angel of the Lord came upon him. And he smote Peter. Now, please, shall we go back and recollect and see what's happening at the church? They were in constant prayer. Are y'all hearing this tonight? The church was praying. Not having, Lord help me, county meetings. It ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what the Holy Ghost called for. But we're so quick sometimes to move, to go to the world for help with what God already gave us power and answers for. Ramansi kiai. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord came upon him. He appeared and light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side. Get up. He raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Anybody looking for divine visitation from the Lord tonight? Anybody expecting angelic visitations and Jesus encounters? Somebody wanted up in here tonight. Somebody's tired of the same old, same old, same old, same old. Oh! God is loosening it tonight.
I said, it's time to your Shaba Baba Basata. He's losing divine visitation. Yes. Be careful to entertain strangers. Don't be so quick to be nasty with people. Come on here. Yes, you're in a rush, and yes, you got things to do. But you don't know when you're entertaining angels unawares. Hallelujah. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your moment with God. Don't miss your Jesus encounter. Hallelujah. That's not the only way. Sometimes it could be when the Lord is nudging you to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to turn back over on another side. Come on here. Quicken our spirits, Lord, that we don't miss our Jesus moments. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read it. The chains fell off him instantly. Come on. Fell from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. Get yourself together, son. Get dressed. Oh, God. Tighten up your belt. Put on your sandal. Hallelujah. And he did. Peter did this. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee. Put on your cloak. Hallelujah, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Father, please do it for us tonight in the name of Jesus. We know you didn't bring us through this road right here with all of this meat of supernatural, prophetic, and apostolic yum. My God, for us to miss the release of your anointing for angelic visitation, my God, and Jesus encounters, dreams and visions to be increased and enhanced by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you for it right now. We lift up our hands and we receive. We lift up our hands and we receive. We lift up our hands and we receive it. In Jesus' name. When they were past the first and second ward, hallelujah, they came unto the iron gates. Lord, we got to talk about the gateways that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, my Lord Jesus. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Lord, have mercy. Please help me. When Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety. I am thoroughly convinced that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. I wish you would take your hand and put them on your little chest. Lay it right over your heart and say, I know of a surety that the Lord is going to send his angel and deliver me out of the hand of my enemies and from all the expectation of the people that are against me. Come on up in here tonight. I'm talking to the persecuted church. I'm talking to the afflicted. The afflicted righteous. Yep, he going to send his angel to deliver you. Yes, yes, yes. And you're going to know it. Hallelujah. And when he had considered the thing, when he had thought about that thing, can you imagine him scratching his head saying, oh, my God, Lord, what just happened? Supposing that he was in a deep sleep or dream and to be delivered out of the prison. My God. When he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Let me read that again. When he had considered the thing, now y'all get the picture of what happened here. The man of God was locked up in jail about to be killed. And while he was in there, the church was on her post. While they're yet praying, God done bust him out of prison. So that he's at the door knocking. Y'all don't want to church with me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many were gathered together praying. Not talking and passing notes and waiting for the service to start. They were praying. Praying. Bombarding heaven. In warfare,
taking over the gates, commanding the power of Jesus' blood about the gateways that lead to the earth. Yes! Yeah. Peter knocked on the door of the gate. There's that gate again. And a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. God bless Rhoda. Woo! Let's read it. A young woman named Rhoda came and answered the door. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened up the gate for gladness, but ran in. Look, she left Peter at the door. She didn't open the door. Let me read that again. Peter knocked at the door of the gate. A damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. She heard the knocking. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. Poor thing. She was so overcome. So excited about it. She left poor Peter outside and ran to tell everybody, Peter's at the gate. Lord, of course, Shammah. And they said unto her, thou art mad. Y'all know that happened when Jesus rose again, right? When Mary tried to tell the boys, listen, Jesus is up. He's not up in the grave, y'all. Just like he said, he ain't there, but he's risen. And I saw it for myself. You overcome with grief, darling. That's what they told her. Listen, when the Lord perform a miracle for you, don't you let nobody talk you out of your, you know what you've seen. Listen, that's what the song say. You ought to have been there. You weren't there. You don't know when. You don't know where. You don't know what the Lord told me. But I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is alive. I'm trying to tell you, he visited me on my sick bed. He came with a word, healed my body, told me to run on, is that the water church, be also ready, for in an hour that you think not, he'll be right here cracking the sky. And judgment has begun at the house of our God. Hallelujah. Look at what happened. Peter kept knocking. After they told her, you know, you're mad. But she kept telling them, listen, I'm telling you, Peter is at that door. Then they said, it is his angel. Okay. But Peter kept knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we round up this lesson tonight, we want to, manshaka ya babosata, we want to thank you for the nuggets, the richness, the treasure, the wealth of your word tonight that you have placed on the table for us to partake of. Blessed, dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you have released tonight over this airwave. Hey, we thank you for another dimension of faith. Hallelujah, for quickening us. Oh, God is stirring us more for, with a love for prayer and fasting. We want to thank you, Kandiriyo Babosha, for effectual, fervent prayer being our portion, our life's mission, our assignment, our mandate, and our love. Reshekobo, after you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for this season of miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus encounters the real Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and divine visitation. Father, prepare us that we will be vessels meet for your use, that our mindsets would be transformed. Hallelujah. Strip us of old wine skin and prepare us for the new wine even more so now. We give you glory for doing it. We pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters all over this land and all over the seas, my God. Have mercy, we pray, as you continue to raise up a standard in the midst of thy precious people. We pray for the peace. Blessing your holy people, Israel. We give you glory, honor, praise, and thanks for your many blessings upon us. And we bind every spirit of retaliation and every evil work of the enemy. We cancel Satan's assignment and ability to regroup and receive strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we seal this prayer with his blood. Amen.